The opinions expressed in Devil's Advocate are individual and not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. That being said, thank you for tuning in and enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Devil's Advocate. My name is Louisa, and I'll be the mediator today. We're going back to basics. It's just Claire and Izzy.
Oh. Yay!
Get them out of here!
We're the guests!
In a world full of Reddit drama,
only two voices dare to defend the indefensible.
Welcome to Devil's Advocate.
Okay, how's everyone doing?
I'm good. How are you, Louisa?
I'm so good. I'm hot.
Sorry.
It's really hot in here and I want a coffee.
I just had a matcha, but it was hot, so it wasn't really, like, refreshing.
I just had a matcha.
Was that what made you extra late today?
Ooh. No, it wasn't. I swear to God. The subway stopped. Hayden was with me. It stopped, like, five times.
Mm-hmm.
I promise. I also worked.
I made
so was
I
the
make
matcha,
matcha
before
home.
Subway?
Hmm?
Was it matcha before Subway?
I make matcha at home!
I can make matcha at home, guys! I paid $40 for that.
Do you have a
Labubu? Saw that.
No.
You. Sorry.
No, I tried to make matcha at home, but it's never good.
Well, I bought, like, from a cafe the matcha, and then I also made, like, Earl Grey syrup.
Oh,
so I made
good.
Earl Grey matcha. It's a lot of caffeine, but it's okay.
It's worth it.
Okay. The first story is titled, Am I the A-hole for leaving a family gathering and taking the cake with me after getting my feelings hurt?
I feel like I would do that.
You're not the A-hole. Sorry. What do you think, Claire?
Well, okay, I feel like since I would do it, I would say they're not the a-hole, but I feel like
but then, like, would you be the a-hole?
Exactly. I don't know. This is kind of, it depends on, like, what hurt
the I think
feelings.
It depends on also what kind of cake is it.
Cake is good.
But obviously they like it if they're taking it.
But I'm saying, like, okay, if you're a family member and it's, like, a cake you've been, like, waiting for and your, like, fatty cousin just takes the whole thing, I would think you're
well,
the
like,
a-hole.
Well, like, as long as it's not that's going true. To waste. You know what? I'll say, wait, what do you say?
I don't know. That's the thing. That's what I'm asking you.
What do you think will be easier to defend for you?
Okay, I'll say they are the a-hole. How about that?
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I can say that they're not then.
Okay.
Okay. The story is, I, 27 female, hit 1 year sober from alcohol at the beginning of the year. This was a huge accomplishment for me. It was bigger than finishing college. I told my family that next time we were together for dinner, I had something to celebrate. This all happened at my mom's. The kids were playing and the adults were hanging out. I took the moment to share that I had reached 1 year sober and how good I felt about it. They went, oh, that's what you were talking about. And has it been a year already? I'm embarrassed to admit I hoped someone would say they're proud of me. My brother-in-law, Steve, looked at my sister and they both said, well, and at the same time, she said, since we're all here, their niece got into a specific gymnastics thing. It's been a long road, but she did it.
Oh.
I'd be so mad.
I would just say, like, okay, and? Do I care right now? No.
No, it's like, oh, 1 year sober. Okay, but my daughter got into gymnastics. But she got into gymnastics, and it's been a long journey for her.
How old is this daughter?
It just says brackets, niece.
Oh, gosh.
Steve popped some wine they'd bought and started giving everyone glasses and cups.
Wine?
He made eye contact with me and his face fell. I had his gnawing feeling, so I got it from the table. I took a walk. Can you imagine? You're like,
one year
sober, and he's like pouring wine. Dude.
I chose the wrong side, guys.
Wait, what are you, that they are the a-hole?
Yeah.
Oh. I tried to get... I tried to get through the moment mentally so I could be present for my niece to celebrate her success. But when I got back to the house, my sister asked me why I left without saying anything. I said I needed a minute to myself. She looked at me funny and said, okay. Bruh.
What kind of sister are you?
This is epic.
Okay, let's go. I said I'd shared something that I was very proud of, and she bulldozed over. My mom put her hand up and asked me what my news was. I said that. I told them I had 1 year sober.
Your mom put her hand up? Like,
what's the news?
Teacher!
My mom said my generation always wanted praise for doing the bare minimum.
But that's not, like, just her generation who's gone through that.
Yeah.
Ooh. I mean...
Oh, hold on. Isn't her generation, like, all chain smokers and, like, chronic drinkers? Yeah. Like, what?
Not sure about
that. Okay, so she said that I would just want to praise her doing the bare minimum. That wasn't an accomplishment. It was just what I needed to do, like, graduating high school. Ooh. I tried to
but
make
not
it...
not everyone goes through that.
Yeah, like, what? Maybe she did, because, again, her generation's, like, chain smokers.
Yeah.
Freak.
Here is the... Okay, I tried to make it through dinner, but found myself just not in the mood anymore. I decided to go home. Here's the direct thing I'm being a butthead for. I bought a small berry Chantilly cake, my favorite, to share after dinner. It was the thing I decided I earned. The kids had definitely seen it. On my way out, I decided to take it home with me. I guess when they realized the cake wasn't in the garage fridge anymore, my sister called me to ask why I took it. Maybe because I bought it, like...
Yeah, I was gonna say, at least, like, you bought it, you take it.
Yeah. I said I did because it was my cake to celebrate my accomplishment. She said, word for word, are you effing serious? Oh my god, Emma, grow up. You are such an effing baby. But you know what? It's okay because her daughter got into gymnastics.
Yeah, like, I got into gymnastics. What do you mean?
My mom later texted me directly to tell me how disappointed she was that I threw a tantrum because my niece got more attention than me. I don't think her read of what happened is right, but that's why I'm asking you guys. Am I the a-hole because I took home the cake in the end? Was that really childish of me considering the kids saw it and didn't get any? Kids aren't entitled to any cake. As I was putting my shoes on to leave, Steve found me and directly apologized and said he was completely oblivious in the moment. I know he did not do anything to intentionally hurt me.
Okay, at least Steve apologized.
Yeah.
After booking her in the eye while pouring wine.
Is Steve even, like, related? Steve isn't related.
No. I think Steve Sister's is the husband. Brother-in-law.
Yeah.
Oh, so, that means their whole bloodline is, like, messed up because, what, the mom didn't care, the sister didn't care, but Steve cares. Steve apologizes.
Steve is a real one.
Good job, Steve.
So it's, like, a messed up family, but the only one who actually, like, cares is like, Steve. Is Steve.
The not... the brother-in-law.
The brother-in-law, yeah.
Okay, so...
This
is gonna be hard to argue.
Okay, you can go first, Izzy.
Well, obviously, they're not the a-hole because they are, what, when you're sober? And they deserve that cake. I would eat that cake, too. I would eat that cake. What the cake was?
Raspberry something?
No, it seemed like I never heard of it before. Small berry Chantilly cake. Let's see.
Right,
let's do a Google search.
Oh, are you searching it?
Yeah.
Put that on screen.
Oh, I got you. Oh, it actually looks pretty good.
Ooh. Oh, it's just like Wildberry.
I think,
like,
this is AI low-key, but.
Okay, but it still looks yummy. Oh, you're over there. Yum, 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 yum.
Okay, well, Claire, I think they're the a-hole because, well, first of all, why would you take the cake if you bought it for the occasion? I mean, sharing is caring, right?
Why would you take that cake?
That was very a-hole move of her, even though she is sober for 1 year and no one recognized that, but I totally wouldn't do that. Take the cake home for myself.
Okay, maybe she could have, like, told them beforehand that she wanted to celebrate that instead of, like, having a gathering and bringing it up.
Yeah, and maybe...
No, but,
maybe,
like, what if they wanted to surprise them? You know, what if they, like, wanted to feel like their family would be like, oh, yeah, good job, guys, let's celebrate.
Yeah.
Instead of, let's have some wine.
Oh. Maybe. Also, wait, why are you drinking wine to celebrate your, like, child's gymnastics?
Yeah, I'm kind of confused about that. Let's have wine, except for the people
like,
who
that should be like, let's have juice. Let's have soda. I don't know.
Well, I mean, like, you can just give them, like, cranberry juice or, like, juice.
Why are the parents drinking to that?
Well, it's like, that's true. But, like, for New Year's, like, have your parents ever just bought you just, like, sparkling, like, soda for, like,
yeah,
New Year's?
My parents made me, like, a mimosa, but with, like, ginger ale instead of alcohol.
Was it good?
But maybe they didn't. Maybe she didn't get the memo that they're also celebrating for her niece's gymnastics
debut.
and
debut.
And maybe it was kind of like, while we're celebrating her, why are you bringing up your...
Yeah, like, you're so selfish.
One year. So selfish.
So selfish, God.
Maybe you, that was it, right? I mean...
Gosh. Claire has really, no idea what to say.
It's really hard to argue, guys. Because if I say she's an asshole for saying that she's 1 year sober. And not drinking in front of her family.
Because, okay, what I thought was, like, she was, like, at a party, like, for her family. It was, like, her cousin's birthday. And then someone was, like, are you sure you want cake? Like, you don't need it. And then she was, like, you know what? I'm going to take the whole cake and leave. That's what I thought the story was going to be.
Yeah, because the title's so broad.
Yeah.
I mean, it always is, but...
That's, Reddit.
That's what makes it fun. Well, I mean, like, even so... Even if it was, it doesn't really matter if you take the cake. Like, if you're at a family gathering...
Take your cake and eat it then!
Yeah, like, if you're at a family gathering, if you have extra food, like, do you guys just leave the food there? No, you take it home, right?
No.
I mean...
Bro, at Thanksgiving...
In my family, it's like, especially my Japanese side, like, my grandma will, like, if she's hosting, she will dish out, like, the rest of the food and give it, like, containers of it to everyone.
We always have containers, yeah.
Yeah, always, like the old, like, takeout containers, too.
Oh, my God, yeah.
You know, every time, because we'll have, like, the plastic plates during, like, family, or, like, paper plates, my... All they like, they load up a plate,
put a plate on top. And then
dude, my one cousin's like, they like, on Thanksgiving, because I think my mom doesn't know how to cook a turkey low-key. The top was really dry, but the bottom was juicy, but nobody knew the bottom was juicy. And my aunt took a bunch, but she like forgot the plate, but it was fine because my cousins were like staying to like low-key play Roblox. And then I was driving them home and I saw the plate and I had a piece. Why was it the best turkey on the whole house? I was so upset. I had dry turkey and I was like, they weren't letting me take it. He's like, no, my mom wants it. I can't give it to you. My mom wants it.
Oh, my God.
But I did low-key eat half their plate, so. There's an edit on this, like a follow-up, if you guys want to read that.
An edit?
Yeah, like they were like, update.
Oh, okay. That's what happened. What's the update?
Because I have nothing else to argue.
Yeah. Claire's lost.
Hi, everyone. I just wanted to follow up and say thank you to everyone for the responses. I have a lot to think about when I go to therapy next today, actually. And work on. I do want to clear up a few things I've seen come up in the comments. I'm not an AA. I've tried AA before, but I was not but it was not compatible for me. It works a lot for people very well, and I'm happy if it works for you. So stuff about the steps and personal inventory are not relevant to me.
Oh.
It wasn't a party for my niece. It was just a family dinner. The cake was mine. It wasn't brought for my niece. I didn't take it because I wanted to get back at them. I took it because it's my favorite cake, and I wanted to eat it, and it was my favorite thing that I earned. Oh, it was my thing that I earned, like, for her 1 year.
Oh.
I don't know why.
But why would she bring it then?
Well, you know, you don't go to a family gathering like empty-handed.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Low-key, we do sometimes. No, but she brought it because like it was like her treat to herself that she earned and she wanted to share it with her family, but then her family was like
being a
hoe. So she took it home. I don't know why they opened the wine for my niece and who got into the gymnastics program, but I also don't think it's my place to say anything.
Also, like, how does this not ruin family relationships?
I also don't think it's my place to say anyone else has a drinking problem, and I prefer to keep my eyes on my own paper. What do we say here? I don't get it. But I also don't think it's my place to say anyone else has a drinking problem, and I'd prefer to have my eyes on my own paper.
Oh, they're calling, like, the niece's mom, like, the sister. Like, they say they have a drinking problem.
Oh, gotcha.
Which, it makes sense, because it's like, yeah, why are you cracking open a bottle of wine?
Hey, her niece got into the gymnastics program!
She's, like, 14!
It's a celebratory moment
really
in her life!
I wish she would say, like, how old she is.
Yeah, I just popped out a toddler.
She,
let's
like,
give the toddler some
to, like,
wine.
The Olympics or something.
Oh, okay, wait, hold on. Reddit, they're not the a-hole, by the way. You had no defense.
Yeah,
it was over.
I knew that.
Over before we started. But they had... Okay, someone commented, Gray Cat commented, they had wine, which naturally excluded you right after you told them about your good news. I'm glad you took the cake. And then the person responded, so at the bottom of the post, I talk about my brother-in-law, Steve, who's the one who opened the bottle. He apologized directly to me for it, and that's why he gave me the look.
Oh, like his face dropped.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think I just understood that. I thought he was like, here's wine, but he was like, oh, my bad. He said that he was just on autopilot with my sister talking, and then when he saw me, he was like, oh, F, that was a stupid thing to do. I'm not mad at Steve. I know he didn't do it on purpose. He didn't upset me or anything.
All right, Steve's a real one.
Steve is a real one, and he's not even related to them.
Nope.
Just married into it.
It's crazy.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
I wonder what he has to deal with at home.
I know.
What that girl has to deal
drinking
with.
Drinking for his daughter getting into
gymnastics.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Everyone is unanimous here. There's no one saying that they're the a-hole, but it's pretty evident that they're not.
Because they're not.
Yeah. Am I the a-hole for asking my girlfriend if she can take a shower?
Oh, God. Is this another, like, car wash one?
Like, poop, soap bar, skid mark.
Okay. Claire, you get to pick.
What?
Because angel or devil?
You know what? I feel like I just have bad luck with this.
So do you want to be the angel or the devil?
I don't know. Every time I pick, I end up, like, screwing myself over.
Okay, then do you want Izzy to pick
first?
Yeah,
Izzy, you pick.
No. No, hey, you are. You are the a-hole. Into this. I was reading the title. You are the a-hole.
Does it decide for her? Like, does it decide?
Well, no, like, she was just, like, I thought she was reading the story so she could, like, get...
No,
like,
I was looking at the title. For taking a shower, I'm going to say, yeah, because you should just take a shower.
Wait, they are the a-hole? For saying that?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the story. Claire says that they are not. Izzy says they are. Okay, my girlfriend really only showers once a week, twice if I'm lucky.
Typically, twice?
this is a car wash situation.
Typically, we go to the gym together 9 months ago.
A whole baby.
I've often asked her why she doesn't shower. She always comes up with things. Oh, women really don't sweat that much.
Okay, but like, how is she stinking? Is it like BO or is it like?
And I sweat.
It doesn't matter. You have a hoo ha to wash.
Okay, can I hold on?
Yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
It's okay. You have a hoo-ha to wash. Okay. She says things like, oh, women really don't sweat that much. I sweat very little, even for women's standards. And I don't buy it because I can smell. I used to just suck it up, but I know she's extremely sensitive. Kinda NSFW here, but it's even affected our sex life. I used to love going down on her. But after not showering for workouts/long days of work, I've lost interest. Things are now worse. I can smell her very badly, almost to the point where I try not to breathe in too close to her because it's not good. I've tried so long to give hints to get her to shower more, like, hey, do you want to take a shower together? Winky face. But she can't take the hint and says, why would we do that? There's only room for one under the water anyway. One evening, she wanted to lie down on the floor and stare at a world map she has. She invited me to lie down next to her and just talk about where we want to go, etc. I lasted for about 1 minute before I had to make up some dumb excuse as to why I had to get up. She then got upset and said something along the lines of, why are you leaving? You never do stuff with me. The truth is, I just can't be close to her for that long. I'm not even sure if I started to resent her because there was only this one thing that's bugging me in the relationship. But maybe I did, and that's my fault for being bad at communicating to her. Anyway, I couldn't hold it in any longer. I tried one last time to ask if she wanted to shower with me to show that I did want to do stuff with her, but she declined. Then I said, I know you say you don't sweat, but I can smell. I don't like the smell of sweat, etc., and it being a popular gym we go to, I would just appreciate if you showered a bit more. She freaked out. World War III started. She accused me of things and asked if I found her disgusting, etc. It almost felt like she wanted me to think she's disgusting for some messed up reason. Like, this is an easy way to create distance between us, have less sex, all that. I'm not sure. Maybe I'm overthinking it. It's just, to me, it feels awfully oblivious to shower, if not daily, at least every other day. She said she doesn't want to shower her hair often, but still, you can shower your body. Who says shower your body? Wash.
Well, like... Yeah.
Or at
like,
least bathe.
You take like a body shower.
No, I know, but like wash your hair or wash your body, but shower your hair or shower your body.
I think in this situation, like car washing is like you should just do it at that point. Like if you want to do a quick shower, just car wash. Like honestly.
Okay.
Shout out to Mateo.
This is giving like peaches. You know, do you guys remember peaches? Lovely peaches? I got bugs in my coochie.
Oh my God.
Oh, Jesus.
That girl? Do you not know who I'm and talking
about? I do.
There's
I
one
do.
More line.
Sorry.
Our relationship is borderline over because I hurt her. So am I the a-hole? What could I have done differently? There's also an update. Do you want to read that now or after?
After.
Okay.
I don't think he's... I think he definitely did make some decisions where it's like that could have been made a bit earlier on in relationship. But I also think he could have said it a bit nicer. But if your partner who you're living with is not showering, I think you have a right to tell them. Right? And I mean, like, my mom has told my sister before, like, you need a shower. But she doesn't care because it's, like, my sister and it's her daughter, you know?
Yeah.
So I kind of think, like, why'd you get so serious for a second?
Oh, because I saw, so I was serious. Laughing and I saw myself laughing and I was, like, pissed off that he put me on the thing.
But, yeah, I don't think he's the a-hole for telling his girlfriend he needs a shower. However, I do think he could have done it a bit differently because...
She's playing by her side.
But, like, she... Oh, he could have just said, like, from the beginning, like, you kind of smell, you kind of stank. Shower.
Well, like, again, it's like the other one where it's like you could have just, like, educated her. You could have just been, like...
There's a way of doing things like that.
Instead of just being, like, you smell like a...
Like, you haven't been in the shower for
really long. You smell like Badassi.
like
does she wash her bits? Like, there's sweat down there.
If you're going to the gym, like, why don't you shower
that's
after?
That's disgusting.
Like, fine, if you're not working out
30 minutes
sweating.
On the Stairmaster, like, has you, like, sweating buckets. I'm saying this as if I do Stairmaster. No, walking up the stairs 3 or 4 times, okay? Equivalent of, like,
yes.
Stairmaster. But still, like, does she not wash her bits? There has to be, like, a UTI or, like, a yeast infection. Mm-hmm. He shouldn't be putting his face all up in her hoo-ha, because, like...
I don't like that,
I
don't
want
the visual. I don't like that.
I also, like, how do you not smell yourself?
Like, even if, like, I forget deodorant one day, I'm always like, how you have, there's no way she's not self-aware. Like, there has to be some sort of, like.
Or, like, you know when you, like, you put deodorant on in the morning, but it's a long day and it's really, really hot outside.
So
and you're
like,
you
gotta bring your deodorant with you.
I always have mine, like, in my, like, bag, just in case.
How do you go to bed in your clean bed, dirty?
Yeah, no.
That's so
like people don't go to bed and they're like,
"I come from work, I reek of butter, so I don't want to lay down on my bed smelling like butter."
Yeah, no. Even like it's the same with outside clothes. Like you don't want to be in your outside clothes and sit on your bed.
I don't
so
understand.
It's the same like if you sweat at the gym, why would you want to sit like, in your bed?
Yeah, but he has the a-hole because I have to say that, but also because he should just like be nice about it and educate her and like not say that she smells because you know. When people are looking for a fight, they'll be like, "So you think I'm disgusting?
Yeah,
is that what
I
you're
know.
Thinking? Is that what you think?
But it's also
is
like,
that what you think, Claire? Is that what you think?
No, but it's also like I would if someone told me I stung, I'd take it as like, okay, so I'm gonna shower more. I'm not gonna be like, so you think I'm gross?
Yeah, because also he didn't even say it in a mean way. He said, "I know you say you don't sweat, but I can smell. I just don't like the smell of sweat." And it's like a popular gym, so I'd just appreciate it if you showered more. Like he wasn't like, "You stink."
Oh.
If like shower.
But it's also like if you're going to a public gym and people don't clean their stuff there. Like you're supposed to clean your stuff there, but people don't and they sit on the chairs that they sweated in. Like you think you would be like, "Okay, I'm going to shower after using the dirty equipment 'cause
yeah." But I mean like at the same time they're also having like,
sorry.
They're also having like sexual like intimacy, right? So it's like,
sexual intimacy.
He could have, you know, before they got into that, just like kind of hinted at her.
I think he did though with the shower.
Yeah, I know, but like
winky face.
But the thing is, he kind of just like pulled away in the middle of it and was just like, "I don't really want to do this anymore." Like, how like demeaning does that like? Must that feel to her? She must be like, "Oh, like he really doesn't like,
yeah, but think
like
about,
love
okay,
me."
Think about like if
I
he
don't
want to
think about
one,
it.
Imagine he's a dirty one and she's like doing stuff to him.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Like when you first notice it, say something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't say it when it's finally time to like.
Yeah. Oh my god, that's actually disgusting. I don't even want to like think about that.
Okay, do you want to read the update?
Yeah.
We broke up.
Oh
no.
She refused to accept she was disgusting by not showering.
Oh,
okay, that's a little bit aggressive.
That's a little bit
aggressive.
Yeah.
See, he's a little rude.
Yeah, a little rude. He's probably just heartbroken at this point.
That's true.
Heartbroken, but away from a smelly girlfriend.
That's true.
Free.
Free. That's a wrap for this episode of Devil's Advocate.
Follow us on Instagram at @TeamUDevil'sAdvocate for more.
Catch the next episode of Devil's Advocate Weekly. Until next time.
Bye.